Farmers across the Midwest want to plant the right crops to make a profit. And to do that, they rely on data, often from the Department of Agriculture. What would happen then if that underlying data was inaccurate? As Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, that threat is real.
Imagine you're a farmer and it's time to decide what to plant. Supply, demand, prices, outlook, you need information. Information from the USDA, University Extension Services, even economists at the Federal Reserve. And this is a place where you can find that information. The invite to this Agricultural Economic Outlook Conference in Columbia, Missouri, said the dress code was business casual, but this crowd of maybe 150 are wearing everything from suits and ties to jeans and flannel.
I'm enjoying this barbecue pork and beef lunch here.
Row crop farmer Adam Gatson drove more than an hour to see where he should sell his corn and soybeans.
I use it for making marketing plans for the future year, trying to predict what highs are possible and when you're trying to predict where we're going to market our crops.
The room is full of farmers, bankers, and food and beverage company representatives who, like Gatson, all hedge their bets based off of these projections. Congress develops farm policy based off this information, too. Standing in the back of the room is the director of the Food and Agricultural Research Policy Institute and the man behind many of these calculations, Pat Westhoff.
We very much rely on getting good information about what production really was, what prices really are, and those sort of things are critical to our work, critical to the work of Congress, critical to the farm programs we have today.
All of this data is compiled primarily from surveys of farmers. They ask questions like, how many acres of soybeans did you plant? What prices did your bushels of wheat fetch? Who did you sell your pork to? Economists round up the responses and make the projections. But farmer Adam Gatson says the surveys can be burdensome.
It seems like they get longer and more detailed and more tedious every year. And at some point, it begins to get really frustrating about how much time it takes to fill them out.
We'd seen the percentage of producers that were responding to these surveys starting to fall over the last, I'd say, maybe 7 years or so.
Rob Johansson at the USDA says that's a problem. Sometimes response rates are as low as 60%, and that means the quality of the data could be at risk. That's Johansson's fear when it comes to acreage estimates and crop insurance payouts. The numbers also drive farm programs.
Programs that can, help with New and beginning farmers, for example, on the one hand, or on just having a better idea of what the mix is out there in terms of organic versus conventional.
The department puts this data in the public space so every farm is operating under the same information. It creates a level playing field. Take away that information, and Keith Kobel, an agricultural economist at Mississippi State University, says small family farms would suffer.
Some entities that are large enough can go collect data on their own and have an advantage, for example, when they go trade in the futures market.
With all that data at stake, the Department of Agriculture is hoping to get the reticent farmers back on board with surveys. It's especially key this year as the 2017 agricultural census kicks off. It's probably the most important and comprehensive survey the department does. This time around, Kobel says, researchers will likely use the internet more to reach out to farmers. And down the line, data gathering itself will change.
I think one of the things that we may see with technology, with remote sensing, with big ag data, I think the day is going to come when we're going to find ways to do some of these things differently.
The USDA is making a big push to make sure farmers not only respond to the surveys, but that they understand how important this information is. The department launched a series of videos recently featuring dozens of farm groups and universities touting the survey's significance, which may prove to be important in the upcoming months. In its initial budget, the Trump administration proposed a 21% cut to the Agriculture Department's appropriation, naming the statistics wing as a place to trim the funding. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.